We're really in the middle of a sugya, so let's just refresh our memories. We had heard on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph a Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda said, "Lo yhoyo shayfreis lekinei chayva mipnei hataruves." That there were shayfreis in the Beis Hamikdash. These were receptacles where people used to put in money. That they used to purchase kolbonis, oifis, for whoever put in the money. And Rabbi Yehuda said there weren't shayfreis lekinei chayve. That means kinei nedove. If a person wanted to be menadev, oifis, then there was a shayfa for that. There was a receptacle to hold the money. But for kinei chayve, there wasn't any receptacle. Mipnei hataruves. Now, the Gemara had different mahalchim to explain what does mipnei hataruves mean. The Gemara and Afnun Heyamet Beis comes to the conclusion, mipnei hataruves means as follows, that if there would be shayfres to hold money for kine chayve, now kine chayve were two oifes, one was an oila and one was a chatas. So what will be if one of the people who put money in for the skine chayve died? So you'd have money over there that's money from Mois Chato Shemesu Baleo. So it can't be used. You can't use that money. You can't purchase a kolben with that money. So Memele, so then we'd have a whole problem. So what money can we use? What money can't we use? So therefore, there were no shayfres for kinei chayve, because that maybe, that's a tight taruvis, maybe someone will die, and then we'll have a taruvis of money which is not usable, together with money which is usable, wouldn't be able to use any of the money. The Gemara had asked Akashem, what is the problem? Let's take out arbo zuzi from the money, and v'nishdi b'maye, we'll throw it away. V'hanach nishtere, we'll take out four zuzim, and we will assume that these four zuzim are the four zuzim from the chatos shemesu b'ileo, and that will throw away liyam hamelach, and all the other money will be kosher. Now, pshat in the Gemara's kasha, how are we able to be mevara? Which money belongs to the which is the money that belonged to the bailim that was niftah? How could we figure this out? So the Mefoshim explain that pshat is as follows: that will if we hold yesh breire, we will assume two things. We will assume as follows. Let's say the Kohen took out Arbo Zuzi. Now this Arbo Zuzi is one of the two. If this is the Arbo Zuzi of the, this is the Dmei Chatos from the person who Take died, it's Gevaldik. Now what we'll say, maybe it's someone else's Arbo Zuzi. So the Gemara assume there's a mutual understanding, there's a Leib Bezden Masne, that a person, if his Arbo Zuzi will be taken out, so he's masna as follows. That if my Arbo Zuzi will be taken out for that person who died, I'm magdish lechatchile, if later a person will die, and the Kohen will take out these Arbo Zuzi for that person, so I'm lechatchile masna that my Arbo Zuzi should be for that person. That means if that person will die and the Kohen will take out my Arbo Zuzi, so lechatchila I was magdish my money for that person. So it's taka his money. Now there's another problem. If he was magdish his money for the person that died, so what will be with his kolben? He also needs a kolben. So we say that the person that died, when he was magdish his money, He said as follows, if a different money will become mukdish for me, for my chatos, so I magdish my money for that person. Bekitzer, this was an asik with breire. That means there was a chalois hegdish that was dependent on asidus. If this and this will happen, I magdish it for this and this oifen. I magdish it now. If it won't happen, it won't be like this. I'm not magdish it. Al kaponim, we are making a chalois hegdish which is dependent on asidus. So the Gemara asked Akasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that there were no kinei choive mipnei ataruves. What is the problem with taruves? If we'll say yesh breire, we'll be able to be misaken the taruves. So the Gemara answered Rabbi Yehuda leslei breire. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold yesh breire. Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. And the Gemara brought a raya from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Alekeach yayin mi bein akusiyim erev Shabbos im chasheicha. If a person purchases wine from kusiyim us erev Shabbos, the kusiyim were not mafrish trumas and maisres. He did not have time erev Shabbos to be mafrish. So he says, shnei lugim shani osid lahafrish, but I'll be mafrish after Shabbos. So the shnei lugim al bimafresh after Shabbos should not become trume, mis mafresh meiser, and meiser sheni, etc. So Ramei holds yesh breire, and Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Gemara daf nun vav amud beis, Rabbi Yehuda, ve Rabbi Yosi, ve Rabbi Shimon oisrin, and they hold he can't make such a dreidel, he can't be mafresh erev Shabbos, I'm making now trume, which yayin am I making now trume? The yayin I'll be mafresh after Shabbos, because that is totally in breire. So we see Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. So that is how we understand the bereise that we had mentioned before, that Rabbi Yehuda says. That lehoyu shayfres lekinei choive b'mnei ha-taruvis. So that is pshat. Taruvis means maybe one of the bailim of this kinei choive will die. And we'll have a taruvis of mois chatos mu'uriv and the rest of the domim. The rest of the mois. So if Rabbi Yehuda would hold yesh breire, that wouldn't be a problem. We could be misakin this taruvis. But since we see Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire, so memele, so that's why Rabbi Yehuda held lehoyu shayfres lekinei choive mipnei hataruvis. That's where we are up to now. So now let's go to daf nun vav amud beis. Rabbi Yehuda ve Rabbi Yosi ve Rabbi Shimon oisrin alma ein breire. So we see they hold ein breire. So memele, that's why Rabbi Yehuda hold that there were no shayfres lekinei choive. So the Gemara asks, Mimai, how do you know that Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire? Dilme shani hosom kediktoni taimo. Maybe the reason is because the barais it says klo why Rabbi Yehuda said one cannot make this afroshe. Omru loyle Rab Meir yata moide shemo yiboka hanoid venimtso shoyset volum lamafreya. Rab Yehuda told Rab Meir there's a different problem. That Behemesin, if I could be assured that after Shabbos he'll be mafresh the soy for the shteisa for trume and the asorasa for maisa. So the shnei lugim, so that'll be good. But what assures us that he'll be able to do this? Maybe the noid which the yain is in will break, and the whole wine will spill out. So he will be unable after Shabbos to be mafresh the shnei lugim. So the meile v'nimtze shoyse tvolim lamafreye v'omar lahem l'chshi yiboka. And so Rabbi Meir told them, you don't have to be dayik for such a thing. if it'll break, it will break. But l'chatchila to say you can't be mafresh nei lugim erev Shabbos al sachshash, it might break. We're not mechuyev to declare such chshoshes. So fakert. From the Beraisa, we see that Rabbi Yehuda is not choylik on Rameya because Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. Rabbi Yehuda just said, maybe you will be unable to fear ois the chalais you made if the noid will split. So Mamela, so you have no right that Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. L'chshi yiboka, let us see Rashi. Nechushloi, Rameya told them that when the noid will break, then we'll start worrying. Kloima lechashina l'shema yiboka. We're not afraid of such a thing. The efshid the mosale l'shema. It's possible to give over this noid to a shema. He'll take care of it. So therefore, there's nothing but to worry about. Let us see Taisvis. Rab Yehuda ve Rab Yosi ve Rab Shimon Oisrim. Taima, minolei de tamayu mishum de ein breire. What was the havamine? The Gemara wanted to say that since we see that Rab Yehuda asel, so the tam is als breire. Menole de tamayu mishum dein breire, oktoni behed ye tamayu mishum bekiyas hanoit. It says klar in the Baraisa that the reason Rabbi Yehuda asel the shema yiboka hanoit. V'yesh loymar deloy hoyo niroloy sheze ye iker tam lochush lebekiyas hanoit. The Makshin held that is not a real reason for Rabbi Yehuda to hold that you don't say shema yiboka. That the Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't be mafresh erev Shabbos because maybe the ancient says yeah yikir tam lochish lebekiyas hanoid liyoy mechot for one day to be chayish. You're not chayish for such a thing. Uma she hikshu loy mi bekiyas hanoid. Say bezoi. So what's their kashan rameya? If it's a vaitach shash, what is their kashan rameya? Af al gav de inhu gufayu. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon themselves, less lo high time. They hold it's not a chash. So what are they asking on Rameya? Yesh loyma shahoyu berotzin machzirin oisoy. They wanted that Rameya should have charote. For you makshim loy kol ma shahoyu yechoylem. So they asked any kasha whatsoever. Rak sheyachze boy. So even though personally they held it's not a kasha, but maybe Rameya will hold it's a kasha. So Memela, they asked him such a kasha. Now this is a very modern mahalach. I hold it's no kasha, but I want you to be choyzer. So they asked this kasha. Perhaps Pshat and Taisvis is, I once saw, they brought down, they once asked the Chassam Sofer a shayla. The Chassam Sofer paskin the shayla, and he wrote the reasons for his psak. The shayl was not sefriden at all with the psak, and not with the rayas that the Chassam Sofer brought. So all the rayas that the Chassam Sofer brought on the shayla, he slugged up the rayas. He sent it back to the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer told the Ksav Sofer, he saw the Chuvah, he told the Ksav Sofer to write him back, to fa'em for all the kashas. This kasha can be matrik like this kasha be matrik like this, and we can be matrik, we can fa'em for all the kashas. So the Ksav Sofer asked the Chassam Sofer, he says, I mean, what's the meaning to be matrik? Efrek doch gut, you're saying that doichit teret. Efshe has doch gerecht. What's the meaning to be matrik? So the Chassam Sofer said, that he knew by himself that he was the Poisek Hadar. And if Emma Toiske Kum and the Loch is like this, the Loch is like this. The Raya is not a good Raya. Like he's asking a good kasha, but kumna besser alamdan and say a better teretz. He doesn't know the real teretz. That's true. He's not ungefragt, because you could be matrik. But the yesod is not that the raya is the proof that the halach is like this. Lamaisa, he holds that's the halach, and sekum tamois. That was his siyua from these haychoches. But that's not, that he's not basing it only on that. So it seems that is pshatan, could be that is pshatan taisvis also. The chachamim held this, they felt that the yesicha can't do such a thing. Lalochid, they held ein breire. Now al koponim, but they held Rav Meir is wrong. So if they could do anything possible to make that Rav Meir should be choisef, okay, that's what they were doing. They asked him a multitude of kashas. Maybe Rav Meir will hold of this chash of Shema Yiboka Hanoid. Even though they themselves don't hold of it. The Ikim Mechuvin was that they held that Rav Meir is la'aloch and the Toiz Kahalten. So Memele, they did everything possible to try to make sure that he should be choiza. The Chiyai Gavnen, our Toizus brings that we find such an hoge in a few sugyas in Shas. Ahi the Perik Hataruvitz. The Kama Rabbi Elezer le Rabbonon gabe Eivore Balmum shenis arvu be Eivorim Tmimim. There was a case that they had Eivorim of a Balmum, and that became mixed up with Eivorim of a behemoth that's not a Balmum. Benosnom lemailo. Now the shaila is, can you be makter all these evorim? You don't know which are the kosher evorim, which are the posel evorim. So there's a machloikis. Lididi, so Rabbi Lezer said as follows. According to me, I have a raya from a posik that if it's ma'uriv, there's a heteraktorim. Bidrsiv, mum bom hu de lo yerotzu. If you're only being maktir evorim from a balmum, then it's not merutza de haktore. Ha al yedei taruvitz. But if you are maktir it al yedei taruvitz, that means that you're not only being maktir evorim of a balmum, you're maktir a taruvitz of evorim. So he had a raya from a posik, that stavke mum bom abaydei taruvis is yerotzu. That's what I hold. So therefore I hold that you're permitted to be makteret. Elo leditchu, but according to you, the dorshisu mum bom ledrosha achite, you darshin something else from this mum bom. Oideli mias, but be moided to me that you could be makteret ayedei taruvis. The boser balas mum ke eitzim domi. That we could look at it, that the boser of the balas mum, I'm not being makterit, this will be used as fuel, and the haktore is on the eivorim, the haktore is on the good eivorim, and I'll use these eivorim of the balmum as eitzim. The boser balas mum ke eitzim domi. That was Rabbi Lezer's kasha to the Chachomim. Frektach Toisvis, afal gav de ihu gufei loy svira loy haitaime. Frektach Toisvis, he himself does not hold of this lomdis. He has to bring a gzeiris akosov. Dafke bali mumim alone is also baktor, bali dey taruvis is mutis. Why need a posik? If the svar is, you can always be mahapach, the Ivorim of the Balimum, you can make them for Eitzim, so why do you need a special posse? So our Kochor Pshat is, he, Mitzad Atzmi, doesn't hold of this Svorim. V'afal Pikein is asking on the Chachomim, you should Al Kapodim hold of this Svorim. So we see there's such a Mahalach. V'chi ha'igavne ike b'soif peirekama digit. You have the same type of a Inyan, in the end of the first Perik in Masechtas Gittin. Hoylech mone leploini. A person went over to a shliach, and Poshet, speaking about, let's say he's a Baal Choyf. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and Reuven goes over to Levi. He tells Levi, Hoylech mona leplayni, that take this money to for Levi. Take it to Shimon. Reuven owes money to Shimon, he goes over to Levi. Hoylech mona leplayni. Bring this money to Shimon. Rav Omar Chayiv Bachiyusai. Now, Shimon didn't ask him to send it to him. He did it on his own accord. Now, what's going to happen if it gets lost? So Rav Omar Chayiv Bachiyusai. He's Chayiv Bachiyus. That means Shimon never told him, give it to Levi and your potter. He owes the money to Shimon. So Rav Omar Chayiv Bachiyusai. He's chayiv b'chayis. If something happens, Reuven is still responsible for whatever he owes Shimon. Now, what is the din if Reuven changes his mind? He told him hoylech, but then he changes his mind. No, I have time to pay him up. V'im bo lachzer, einay chayzer, but he can't have charot. That means Rav holds that we say everything against the Reuven. Reuven is responsible for gets lost, but Afalpi Kain, he can't be Chayza. If he wants to be Chayza now and he wants back the money, he can't be Chayza. Ushmuel Omar, mitoich shachayev b'chayusay. Shmuel said, since he's chayev b'chayus, that means he's responsible for it. So, if he's responsible for it, so you can't consider that Shimon was ready zoichen the money. If it's Shimon's money already, so he's not responsible for it anymore. So, since we're saying that Reuven is still responsible b'chayis hamomen, we don't consider that it was paid up already. In bo lachzer, so if he wants to be chayzer, he says chayzer, then he could be chayzer. Rav holds he can't be chayzer, and Shmuel holds he can't be chayzer. Umeforish. So the Gemara says in Gittin, the bohoylech kischi domi komiflegi. The machloikis Rav and Shmuel is, when a person says hoylech, does he mean bring it over, or be zoiche in this money for Shimon? Dile Shmuel holds, hoylech, lav kischi. Hoylech is lav kischi. So memele, so hoylech means just deliver it. So therefore we understand the halacha of Shmuel. Shmuel holds that he's chayiv b'chayis. Versteht sich, he's chayiv b'chayis. Shimon never got it yet. He just told it, deliver it to Shimon. So if it gets lost on the way, he's responsible to give him a different money. If he wants to be chayzer, zicher he could be chayzer. He just told him to deliver it. So Kozman Shimon doesn't get it. It's still his money. Shmuel holds hoylech hoylech lav kischi. Period. And what does Rav hold? Rav holds hoylech kischi. So that's why he can't be chayzer. So now, if that is pshat, so what is the loshen of Shmuel? Shmuel said, "Mitoich shechayev b'chiyusei alumdus." Since he's responsible, im bo lachzer chayze. Since we say he's responsible for the chayiv, therefore he has a schus chazore. There's no lumdus according to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, if you say hoylech lav kischi, there's no sins. If hoylech lav kischi, could be chayza, because hoylech is lav kischi. Why do you have to go with alumdus mitoich? Since he's responsible, therefore he has a sus chazor. So you have to say l'dvor of the Rav koma. So he's saying, according to Rav, that means that he's saying, Rav, afilu, you hold hoylech kischi, af alpikein, even though you hold hoylech kischi, but there's alumdus, since he's still responsible for the money, so therefore he has to have a schus chazore. אף אגב די גופו, יהבה סביר אלי כרב דחסחידו מלהבה אומר, חויזר מהי טיימה, he himself said the reason he could be חויזר because הילך לאו כסחי, that's what Shmuel said. Why do you have to say הילך לאו כסחי? Say יולמדס, מתויך שחי בחיוסים בו לאו זה חויזר. So why is the חויזר that Shmuel didn't hold of this ספורת? ואף על פי כן, he was chilek on Rav, that Rav should hold of this svara. So Tosfos brought down a few cases in Shas that we see that sometimes a Baal Plukta asks Yener HaShaila, even though he himself doesn't hold of the svara, but Al Koponim, he's hoping maybe Yener will hold of the svara, today that Yener should be chayza. V'chei agavne ikeper kimol deshvuis, beplukta de Rav Shimon v'Rabbonon, בשבוש לא יאכל ואוכל כלשהו, בהם בפרק בעשרה דמקס, בפלוקת רב שמעון ורבונן, בו יאכל טבל כלשהו, period. So these are another two cases where we see that about plukta asks a kasha, and even though he himself doesn't hold of the kasha. ומה שמקשינן, now a new thing, ומה שמקשינן לרב יהודה דלס לברירה, הקפונם הסוגיה, says, we'll say further that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breire, Usvir alei beperik ha-choyvel, Gabidin yoim o yoimayim, Kinyin peres, Lav ke kinyin aguf domi. The din of yoim o yoimayim is, let's say, if a person has an evaknani, and he sells him to someone else for a zman. So the second person has a kinyan peiris in this Eved Knani. That means for this man, he has the schus shimush of this Eved. Now the second person killed him. So like this, there's a kula that if the odin of the Eved kills his Eved, so the din is, if there's a dinim yoim o yoimayim, if he'll remain alive a day or 2 days, whatever the zman is, so then he's not chayiv misa. That's a kula in the odin. So the shaila is, who is considered the odin? The one who has the schus shimush now, or the first one? Al koponim, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the second one does not have a shame odin, because he only has a kinyan peiris. A kinyan zmani is a kinyan peiris. And he holds kinyan peiris lav ki kinyan aguf domi. Just consider he have a schus shimush in the eved. I can work with him, but he's not considered my eved. So we see Rabbi Yehuda holds two things. Number one, from our sugya we see Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. From the sugya in achoyvel we see Rabbi Yehuda holds kinyan peiris lav ki kinyan aguf domi. So memele, so heich motzo yodo veraglov, lemashkachas demaisi bikurim elachad balchad ad Yehoshua benun. So Taisa says, so Yehud will have a meridike problem. That means that let's say that Reuven had a karke, Yaakov had a karke, and when Yaakov died, so he left over his karke to Reuven and Shimon, his two sons. Now, the two sons made a chalukah. The two sons made a chalukah. So now Reuven has half of the karke that Yaakov possessed, and Shimon has the other half. Now, if you hold yesh breire, so then I'll say that Reuven had yarshind, this was his chelik ha-yerusha from Yaakov, so this is his. So this is, if this is his, it's not chayza b'yoyvul, yerusha is not chayza b'yoyvul. If you hold ein breire, if you hold ein breire, so when they made the chalukah, Reuven took chelik aleph, and Shimon took chelik beis, we clear, maybe the chelik aleph that Reuven had taken, he really took Shimon's chelik. And Shimon took Reuven's chelik. Who says that they ended up by taking their own chelik ha-yerusha? Maybe each one is taking the chelik ha-yerusha from the brother. If that is true, so it comes out that he only has a kinyan zman. Each one has a kinyan zman in the karke, because maybe he's a lekech, not a yerush. So it's chayza b'yoyvo. And we see that so if Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire, So Rabbi Yehuda should hold that Achim Shecholku Lekuchesein. B'choizren b'yoivu. Yisoid number one. Now, if it's only a Kinyan Zman, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Kinyan Peres Lav Ke Kinyan Aguv, so Memele, you have to say Adom Asher Nosatali in order to bring Bikurim, the Kalke has to belong to you. If I hold that a Kinyan's money is which is only a Kinyan Peres Lav Ke Kinyan Aguv, so then you can bring Bikurim. So, Frektach Taisvis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Ein Breire, according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds Kinyan Peres Lav Ke Kinyan Aguv, is Eich Motzo Yodov Raglov Loi Mashkachas the Maisi Bikurim. So the whole parsh of Bikurim was only possible Elo Chad Bar Chad, if each person who died had one son. So Memele, so Yizich Yarshin Chelek Oviv, Ad Yeshua Binun. So it would be a Meiridike problem. It's very modern that the whole parsha of Bikurim is it was only Noig by the first Doir, and only by the Doiris that left over only one son. The Chayla Rabbi Yosi, the Misavka Lehosam, Ike Kinyin Aguf Domi, Vim Timsleim Alavke Kinyin Aguf, Eich Motsi Yoda Veraglo, Vri Agav Napoich Labi Yechanan Besef Perik Ashelayach. So Taisva says, this is not the place to speak about this problem. Mefurish beperik hasheleach ve'ein laharich kan boze. Al koponim, now let us get back to our sugya. Our sugya wanted to say that it could very well be that Rabbi Yehuda holds yesh breire. Now that what Rabbi Yehuda is choylik, that what Rabbi Yehuda is choylik and rameya is because of a zayte kechshash of Shema Yiboka Hanoi. So the Gemara says, Elo midetoni ayay. I'll bring you a different raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. Detoni ayay. Ayay said as follows. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, ein odom masne al shnei dvorim ke'echot. That means a person who has a problem. That means there are two chachamim which are coming to the shtot tomorrow. One is coming lemizrach, one is coming lemayriv. He doesn't know as yet which drosha he wants to go to, but in order to go to any drosha, he has to make an eruvei tchumim. So he puts two eruvin erev Shabbos, one towards Mizrach, one towards Mayriv, and he says, which one should be Koine? So he says, La'eze she'erze le'mocho, whatever I decide tomorrow, to which drosh I want to go to, so to that ruach, in that ruach, that Erev should be Koine. If I decide tomorrow to go to the Chochem she'yove le'mizrach, So then I want the Mizrach, then the Mizrach Erev should be Koine now. I'll decide tomorrow to go to the Chochem and Mayriv, so the Mayriv, the Ke'erev, should be Koine now. That is Be'emes a Tzior of Breire. That means I'm making a Chalois Kinyan Shvisa now. I want to be Koine Shvisa Erev Shabbos, but it'll be Mavura, which Kinyan am I making now? That'll become this Bar of Asidus. So Rabbi Yehuda Oimer ein odom masne al shnei dvorim ke'echot. You can't do such a thing. Elohim, that you can't do. But that's if there's two chachamim and your toilet in which chacham you'll decide tomorrow to go to, that's breire. Elo, but if there's one chacham, but you don't know where the chacham is going to be, if he's going to come towards Mizrach or to Mayriv, Elo, this you could make. Elim bo chochem lemizrach, eruvei lemizrach, lemayriv, eruvei lemayriv. Avo lekan or lekan loy. So this he could make. That means also he made two erevin. He doesn't know if the chochem will come to Mizrach or the chochem will come to Mayriv. So he says, whichever ruach the chochem will come to tomorrow, I want to be koine shvisa today. So we'll see, this is also breira. The Gemara is going to ask this kasha right away. Aval koponim avol lekan o lekan loy, but by two chachomim, be'eze she'erze, there it doesn't help because we see holds ain't breira. Vavinim bo, we ask the kasha, what is pshatan ayoy? Maishno lekan o lekan deloy. If he said that be'eze she'erze, the ein breire, le mizrach o le mayrev nami ein breire, V'omar Rabbi Yochanan explained ayoy k'shekvar bo chocham. That the second case is not that the chocham will, I don't know which ruach the chocham will come. The Baal, Erev Shabbos, he's in the third place. He's coming tomorrow. No, it is speaking about the chocham came already bein hashmoshes of Erev Shabbos. No, the person who's making the Erev doesn't know which ruach he came. So he's making a poshet at night, which is not totally in Hasidus. He's making at night. If the chocham came le mizrach, so I want to be kind of mizrach. That's totally, and he came already. If the chocham came le mayrach, I want to be kind of le mayrach. Abu Bekitzer. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breira. That's what Ayoy said. Let us see Rashi. Ein odom masne al shnei dvorim, lohoniach shnei erivin, echad lemizrach, ve'echad lemarav, shemo im yavoyu shnei chachomim, echad lemizrach, ve'echad lemarav, if two chachomim will come, v'loimar, and he'll be able to say, le'ezemem she'erze eilech lemocha, whichever I'll decide tomorrow to go to, that's the one I want to go to. Lefi sheknias erev bein ashmoshes, because if one is koinan erev bein ashmoshes, uchsheze boirer lemocho oisei sheyirze, if he'll decide tomorrow which one he wanted to be koine, leisamchinen abreire, we don't rely on breire, loima huvra, she'erev l'tzad chocham ze kone shvisa emesh. We hold ein breire. So I cannot rely on asidis to be mevarer that the erev, which I decide tomorrow to be koine, that erev was koine now. You can only make an erev el al chocham echot, if there's one chocham. Ve'eine yedeya le'eze ruach yovoi, and I don't know on which ruach he will come. Who masne? So now I can make it now. Imbol le mizrach eruv isham mizrach yikne. Imbol le mayrev eruv isham mayrev yikne. Aba ve'ilu lekan olekan al shnei chachamim. Aba anegei alonu. But by two chachamim says leize she'erze lamokim she'erze eilech loy. De'ein breire. So kaponim, here we have a klore memre of ayoy. That Ayah said, Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. Vavinem bo, de kasalke daitach bein hashmoshes, adayim chocham leibo. Vuhu ba'alachsin, that means, he can come ba'alachsin on a slant, either to Mizrach or to Mayrev. V'yochel lovi mishetech shech lemizrach or lemayrev, ubo loy le'echod mehem. And he comes to one of them. So the Gemara is Mizrach or Mayrev namik, shetol ha'zayru vei bedas ha'chocham, Loimer, that's he made the chalois erev is dependent on what the chochem will decide. Yikne erev l'ruach sher chochem bolo, ein breire, sheme bein hashmoshes hoye bedati shel chochem l'ruach shekenegdo. Who says what the chochem decided later, he was aimed to do bein hashmoshes? So if you hold yesh breire, I say what was decided later that was aimed to be done by Nashmoshes also. But if you hold ein breire, so I don't say that. V'am Rabbi Yechonik shekva bo chocham by Nashmoshes, de kona erev lo oisei haruach, shekach hisne ze mi bo oidjoin. Now, let us just finish the sugi, then we'll see Taisvis. Al koponim, we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. Zogt de Gemara, v'hashte de omrinon, Hashte di Omrin el Rab Yehuda ein Breire, that Rab Yehuda holds ein Breire, that is the reason why there were no Shoifreis of Kane Choivo because of ein Breire. So the Gemara asks, Hoksive Islay. Now let's not go into the sugya before, but the Gemara before had a different mahalach to explain Rabbi Yehuda, but the Gemara falls off of that mahalach, and the Gemara holds, we have a rai from a different baraisa, ksive islay. That means if there are different shayfres, and they're written on the shayfres, this shayfa is for this purpose, and this shayfa is for this purpose, so Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't have to be afraid that a kohen will make a mistake and take out the wrong money from one shofar and think that the shofar is for something else. Hoksive islay. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if there's a shofar in front of you and it's written on the shofar that the money in this shofar is for this purpose, there's nothing but to worry about. There won't be any mix-ups. Fragt die Gemorre, Yoim HaKippurim, Nami Ne'eved Trei, V'nichtoiv Olayu. Now the Gemorre is going back to this. We're still in the middle of a sugya, but the Gemorre is going back to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. There's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. The Kohen Gadol, Yoim HaKippurim, went, he shechted the Dam HaPor, and he went into, they took the dam and went to the Kodesh Kadoshim. And he was Baza Achas Lamailo Veshevel Abato. He took out the dam hapo. He put it on a kan, on a base in the Hechel. He put down the dam hapo. Then he shechted the soyer and he went right into the Kodesh Kadoshim. And he was Baza Achas Lamailo Veshevel Abato. Now, he took out the Dam HaSoya. Now, what is he supposed to do next? He's supposed to take now the Dam HaPol and go in the Hegel. He's supposed to be Maz on the Poroich. That's what he's supposed to do. But what do you do with the Dam HaSoya in the meantime? He's holding the Dam HaSoya. He has to put the Dam HaSoya down and take the Dam HaPol. So the Chachomim hold that there were two stands in the Hegel. One was labeled Dam HaPol. The other was labeled Dam HaSoyer. So he went, he put down the Dam HaSoyer on the second one. Then he picked up the Dam HaPor, and he picked up the Dam HaPor, and he was Mazeh on the Hegel on the Paroich. That's what the Chachamim hold. Rabbi Yehuda said there weren't two stands. There was one stand. There's one stand that held the Dam HaPor. Now he's holding the Dam HaSoyer, so he picks up the Dam HaPor, puts down the Dam HaSoyer, and now he has the Dam HaPor in his hand, so now he goes in his mazeh on the Poroiches. So, the reason of Rabbi Yehuda was, why did Rabbi Yehuda hold that you could only have one stand, was kind of time balabatish and have two stands? Because Rabbi Yehuda was afraid he might get mixed up if there's two stands, or put both of them down. Now he's to pick up the Dam HaPor, he might make a mistake and pick up by mistake the Dam HaSoyer. If both are lying on two different stands, so he might by mistake pick up the Dam HaSoyer again and be Mazda first with the Dam HaSoyer. Therefore, there was one stand so that we made sure that he wouldn't make this mistake. In order for him to get the Dam HaPor, he has to put down the Dam HaSoyer. There was one stand. So that was the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda held that even though it was written on the stands, this is Dam HaPor, this is Dam HaSoyer, we could not rely on this. The Kohen Gadol could still make a mistake. That was the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, now since we were Mevara, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ksive Islay, he holds if it's written on the stand, the Shofar is for this, the Shofar is for this, there's no problem whatsoever. I'm not chayish that the Kohen will make a mistake. Frag the Gemara, Yoim HaKippurim Nami Nevitrei. Say, Bezei by Yom Kippur, let's also make two stands. V'nichtoiv Olayu, and we'll write on the two stands, that this is Dam HaSoyer, this is Dam HaPor, and there won't be any mix-ups.
And for the Gemara, Mishum Chushe the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol was fasting, the Kohen Gadol was weak, is Lava Daite. So it could very well be, that means, Lagabi, any other Indian, any other function in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to be afraid, there'll be a mix-up. A person feels good, he could read, he says this shayfa was for this purpose, this shayfa was for this purpose. You don't have to be afraid, there'll be a mix-up. But the Kohen Gadol, the Yom HaKippurim, who was weak, so Memele, by him, could very well be, he could mix up. Lav Adaita. The Eloi Teima Hochi, if you won't say this, Beloi Ksiva Nami, without Ksiva also, you shouldn't be afraid of a mix-up. Hai nofish vahai zuto. The Paul has much more dam than the soil. So how could he make a mistake? If he has to take now the dam ha-Paul to be mas on the paroiches. So, if he has to take now the dam ha-Paul to be mas...